The BBC presents My Music. A radio panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to another edition of My Music, featuring, nay, starring Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton in competition with John Amis and Frank Muir. And we begin with straightforward musical identification. Ian Wallace, this lovely piece of music, where did I find it? I think that's breathtakingly lovely, that music. Where did I find it, Ian?
You found it in Tosca.
I did, yes.
You found it in the first act of Tosca.
Yes, the stage directions at that point say Scarpia accompanies Tosca reassuringly to the door of the church, and that's the particular moment there. Two marks to Ian.
The terrible moment at the end when Tosca throws herself off the battlements to right into the Tiber has occasionally been attended by great technical difficulties in opera houses. One occasion particularly when they had a mattress not very far below the battlements at the back, an inflatable mattress, and some rather overzealous stage crew person had inflated this thing a little too high, so that when Tosca flung herself over the battlement, she landed on this mattress and bounced right up again in full view of the audience.
Dennis Norton, we come to you. One mark each for the singer and the name of the songwriter, but beware, because you may jump to a wrong conclusion.
In the old-fashioned way.
Mm. Yes.
Breathtakingly lovely.
Well, horses, horses.
Yeah. that's quite a recent record for this programme, actually.
Yes, that's right.
That was Jack Jones flinging himself over the battlements of Charles Aznavour.
Yes, that's right, it was, yes. And using the introduction of Glenn Miller's signature tune.
Yeah, it's a good record, right. There.
Jack Jones, Aznavour, two marks to you. John Amis, can you identify the composer, just the composer, of this lush bit of orchestral writing? Music like that on the air, I get swamped with letters from people wanting to buy the record. Yes. Always get some.
My first thought was Respighi, but my second thought, which yes. I think it may be nearer the mark, is Jacques Ibert.
You got him. Jacques Ibert. And the title of the piece, do you happen to know?
It's called Escale.
That's right, and it's about a cruise.
Yes, that piece is so much better than anything else he wrote, I wonder whether somebody else wrote it for him. Or vice versa.
You're going to get swamped with solicitors' letters.
It comes from Jacques Ibert's Escale, the first movement called Rome Palermo. It was written to describe a Mediterranean cruise. He's the man, of course, who made a small fortune out of a little donkey, isn't he? A little white donkey.
Was that sung by Toscanini? Tuscanina.
Frank, Frank, it's your turn. You know, we get it before the end of the programme. Frank, I gather you listen to a lot of serious music when you're working at home. I read this somewhere, especially piano music. Can you give the composer's name and some idea of a title of this, bearing in mind that it sounds somewhat spontaneous?
I very much don't.
Yes, I got that it was an impromptu.
Where did you get that from?
Well, I got, got it from your cue.
Oh, yeah, oh, good,
you
good.
You gave me a clue about it.
Good.
And,
I never thought you would listen to anything I said.
No, I do. Oh, and I also got some further information from my port bow that it's Schubert.
Yes.
And he's in a flat with a minor. That was it.
Yes.
Roughly.
It's Schubert's fourth impromptu, Opus 90. You're absolutely right. I always like the... Do you remember the man who said, I don't think much of that impromptu, it sounds as though he's making it up as he goes along. Anyway, two marks for everybody on that round, so we're off to a good start. And we move on to the next round. Ian, back to you again. If I complimented you on your ballon, what sort of line would you be in? Your ballon, B-A-L-L-O-N.
I think at the moment I'd be rather insulted because I've, by working very hard at it, I've just managed to lose a stone. I seem to think that a ballon is French for windbag or swelling.
Windpointing.
No, it really isn't, I'm afraid. It's not according to my information. You would be flattered, I think, if I complimented you on your ballon, because ballon is lightness and elasticity. It's a term in ballet, and it's named after Jean Ballon, who was a dancer at the Paris Opera in 1690 to 1710, round about that time. So ballon is lightness.
Oh, I see. But I'm very touched that you should have thought of something light and elastic in connection with me.
It was worth the loss of a mark to be able to tell us you've lost a stone, wasn't it?
It was.
Shall we give him a mark for losing a stone?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. May live to regret it, but never mind. Dennis, Nijinsky and just a few others could execute an entrechat dix. What was that? Entrechat dix.
I think it's a form of punishment in ballet companies. It's, you know, go out there and do 10 entrechats. It's like doing full pack drill around the parade ground.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
But whatever it is, it's terribly difficult to do entrechat. Unless it could be French entre. It could be second person singular of entree, I believe. Entrechat dix. If they had an audition for Dick Whittington at a at a Paris theatre after auditioning 9 cats, they would then say entrechat dix.
I think that's my favourite moment in the series so far. You're absolutely right, and you were right the first time too, because entrechat dix is a jump from and ending in the fifth position, during which the feet are crossed 10 times before finally plummeting to earth again. And Nijinsky could do 10 of them. John Amos, what was Patrick Healy Kaye's contribution to the ballet? Patrick Healy Kaye, with a hyphen.
That's the real name of Anton Dolan.
You're right. Be gone. And you happen to know the real name of Dame Ninette de Valois? On a similar...
Sid Perks.
No, but very nearly. Edris Stannis, yeah. Anton Dolan was indeed Patrick Healy Kaye originally. And John gets his mark. Frank, your turn. I quote... The feet are turned out and pressed closely together, the heel of the right foot against the toe of the left, and vice versa. What would you call that?
It's bloody uncomfortable.
You might.
A gather.
Or?
I gather that it's a balletic question.
Ah, yes.
Ah, bon. It's one of the positions. Yes. They go sort of 10 to 2, yes. And then there's a sort of 11:15. Mm,
that's right. Yes.
And then there's a 1:55.
I think you better stop.
And then there's a,
I think you better stop.
Yes.
Oh.
23:59 is my normal stance, actually. Yeah.
Well, it's about 11:30.
Yes. You think it's the fifth position?
I do.
You're right, it's the fifth position in ballet. So once again, everybody's got a mark. Anyway, this sorts them out, because I've constructed again one of those piano medleys. Quick dashes through half a dozen tunes. And half a mark for each tune the teams identify. They work as teams, this time, with pens, ink and paper. So, Ian and Dennis, the first medley is for you. Take long. Six tunes there, half a mark for each one. Ian, Dennis, did you get the first one?
That was, I used to know it as La Ronde.
La Ronde, yes, that's right. The theme of the original film of La Ronde. Good, that's one. Then came Ian, perhaps.
You know, it's something dances. It's in
your
area.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know, it's either Hungarian or Czechoslovakian.
Yes, that's it.
Yes.
You tell me which.
Hungarian.
No.
Ladies do it. They have it at Keep Fit Ladies Club.
Yes.
I can't give you a tonight. It was the Slavonic dance number 8 in G minor by Dvořák.
Yes.
Can't give you that one. Then came something only you would know this, I think, Ian, if you spotted it as it went by.
No, I didn't spot it as it went by.
I wish I didn't know.
That one. Schubert Fifth Symphony from the third movement.
Yes.
Then came.
Twy.
No, before then.
Yeah, I've got Over the Waves.
Yes, or The Loveliest Night of the Year, that's right. Then in the Twilight. Twilight, and finally.
Comrades.
Comrades, yes, was the last one, so that's 4 out of 6, 2 marks out of 3. Very good. And over to John and Frank for your medley. Right, here we go. Time, folks. And that was the medley for John and Frank. How did you get on? Frank, you may have got the first one.
You say the first one, Frank.
I've got number one.
Yes.
You say it, then.
That's the truth.
Number one.
Yes. He said it. Can we now have a title, please?
No.
No, right. No. Good night, Irene was the first one. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. Then came. Positive. Did you get it?
Some sort of a barcarolle, I would say.
Not really, no.
No.
It was set slightly, wouldn't you say?
Not really, no. It was The Miner's Dream of Home was the next one. Which I wouldn't exactly call a barcarolle.
Well, it was played once by Eric Barker.
In a boat, yes.
More roll than bark.
Then came a classical piece. What was that?
Where were you?
He wasn't the dad.
That's how it went, yes.
That's a Schubert sonata.
No. No, it's the Fifth Symphony again that I played over. It's exactly the same. I played it to the other
half
side.
Half a mark for Schubert.
No, you're playing for half marks anyway, so that won't do, I'm afraid. Sorry. Then came. There were 3 more tunes.
What?
Really?
Yes, yes.
There was a French chanson.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got French chanson because you said to me, I think that's a French chanson. So I wrote it down. It's a French chanson.
It was Under the Bridges of Paris, actually.
Well, you
then
can't
came.
Get more French than that.
No, you can't, can you?
And you can chance it.
2 more. Get them?
Valse des Fleurs.
No. No, it was a Sleeping Beauty waltz by the same man, actually. And finally.
Nutcracker Again. Well, that's my 6th.
You don't get it, do you? You know what it is, Dennis, don't you?
Let's all sing.
Let's all sing like the birdies sing. History has been made, no marks at all. Particularly for John and Dorothy.
You gave him your shoe, but...
No.
A broken reed, aren't you, John, really?
So leading at the moment by two marks, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden.
Well, we can't go any worse. From now on, it's up.
Right.
It can only go up.
The road winds downhill all the way for you now. And we move on to opera.
Oh,
that branch of music to which Ian has devoted so much of his life. Whether enough of his life, we shall now discover, of course. Ian, which opera opens like this? Sounds, Ian.
Yes, I think there's somebody on the stage wearing a bolero at that time, actually.
Yes, that's a clever remark, yes.
Because this is an opera by Ravel.
Ravel, yes, of bolero fame. His musical play in one act, as they call it.
L'Heure Espagnole.
L'Heure Espagnole gets you a mark. Dennis, what do you imagine might be happening at this point in the opera?
A tout à l'heure. Enfin, il part. Ses muletiers sont de fâcheux bavards. Coucou, amusons cette belle. Coucou.
Tiens, l'horloge.
Tiens, l'horloge. Shut up, clock. Dennis, what do you think might be happening at that point?
Yeah, I got a tout à l'heure.
Yes.
Tiens, l'horloge, is it?
L'horloge, yes.
What could be happening? Well, there's something happening with clocks. I think somebody is... What's it sounded like somebody was trying to play a trombone inside one of those stand-up... What do they call those stand-up
grandfather
clocks? Grandfather clocks. Or else he had a clock in the bath at some time. He had a clock horizontal in the bath, and he kept going underwater and going...
It's more like N.F. Simpson than Ravel, really, isn't it? Well, I think you have a mark for ingenuity. It's a comedy, actually, L'Heure Espagnole, with people hiding in grandfather clocks, notably a banker whose mistress is the clockmaker's wife. It's that sort of a story. Mm. So Dennis has a mark. Ravel has one, too. And, John Amis, we move over to you. In the cast list, in the score, it lists the respective singers as soprano, tenor, baritone, basse bouffe, and trial. T-R-I-A-L. What is the origin of that word, trial?
It's so funny you should mention this, because I've been staying recently with a friend in Florence, and we came across an opera by Bizet. Mm. And the baritone part is marked trial. And I said to my friend, do you know the origin of that word?
This
he said, no, I don't. I didn't but...
Now
so the
do.
Whole thing is a bit of a trial. But I would guess that it's possibly the name of a man who took comic acting parts in an opera, and perhaps his name was Trial, and so the species became known as Trial.
One mark to John Amis. Antoine Trial, 1736 to 95, traditional opera comique expression for a tenor of dramatic rather than vocal expertise. John, you deserve your attention.
It became actually a term of something of an insult. In this opera by Bizet called Jamile, the man who was the baritone found out that Bizet had put him down as Trial and was so angry that he tried to get Bizet to change it to baritone.
You wouldn't want to be called a Trial, Ian, would you?
And
I
when
don't mind
Bizet
what I'm
said,
called as long as I'm working.
I'm determined to get this
Good,
in.
Tell us about it.
When Bizet wouldn't, this baritone went round to the printers and got hold of the plates and changed it himself.
The length they'll go to. Frank, it's your turn. In the finale of L'Heure Espagnole, the quintet of characters sings about the moral of Boccaccio. Can you tell or guess from the music what the moral is? Listen.
Oh,
What is the moral?
Never put a hot quintet on a cold slab.
Or,
chaque chien a son journée. Ah. Every dog has it. Why do you think that Boccaccio had a mole? The curious attribution.
Yes, of all people.
Every dog has morals. His day, my friend suggests.
That's very nicely put.
He was in Florence, and this yes. chap said that... you get this question.
I quote in English, among lovers, the one who is efficient succeeds. There comes a moment in the pursuit of love when the muleteer gets his turn. Which is another way of saying every dog has his day.
Well, a bit devious.
Yeah. Devious, but little sir.
But you see, you've got to unravel it.
You may remember that William Byrd once said, since singing is so good a thing, I wish all men would learn to sing. The operative word is learn, to sing. So we come to our own singing. Dennis first.
Why are you looking at Dennis when you said that?
Well, because he's first, you see. Then comes John, and then Frank, and then Ian in our time-hallowed order. Dennis, then, you first. You'll get all my attention, your wish will be my rule. Can you carry on from there for 2 marks and a good conduct star?
And maybe you'll be good to me and keep me after school. An apple for the teacher, that's how I'd better start. And after a while, she may give in and let me bring my heart.
Very good. Yeah.
mock as you will, Dennis's singing voice, which doesn't exist, I bet there aren't 3 people in this filled hall who could have sung those lyrics right through.
Oh, that's probably true.
No. Could sing those lyrics.
Well, for money, you'd do anything.
Well, there you are, see. That's really 2 marks, 2 good brave marks to Dennis. John, oh, dolce bacio languidi carezze.
Or that lyric, for that matter.
Can you translate into song, please, if I give you a nice loud F in the bass? Here we go.
Oh, dolce bacio languidi carezze, mentre io fremente la bella forma di siena ed aveli.
Shall I go on?
No. Oh, very nice 2 marks worth there of Lucio van der Stelling.
What a Harry Secombe was lost.
You think so?
Frank, it's your turn. What happens to bachelors who are gay? Shall I give you a chord?
Which one of those notes do I have?
I think I what, you with, start.
I think I don't work with chords, but bits of string.
I you start, Frank, and I'll find you.
At 17... he falls in love quite madly, with eyes of tender blue. At 34, he falls in love once more, but with eyes of a different hue. At 91, you find him flirting sadly with 2 or 3 or more. But it's when he knows he's past love, it is then he finds his lost love and nothing.
Well, that'll do nicely for your 2 marks. Ian, the verse of the song I have in mind for you begins, gazing down on the Jungfrau, which is not easy to do. How does the chorus go? And I'll give you a key. Here we go.
Wunderbar, wunderbar, what a perfect night for love. Here I am, here you are, why it's truly wunderbar. Wunderbar, wunderbar, we're alone and hand in glove. Not a cloud near or far, why it's more than wunderbar.
Oh, I care, dear, for you madly, and I long, dear, for your kiss. I would die, dear, for you gladly. You're divine, it is, and you're mine, dear. Wunderbar, wunderbar is our favorite star above. What a bright shining star, like our love is wunderbar.
Wunderbar we may not be, but grateful we are to you for listening. This time a victory by one mark for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. The questions were compiled by our chairman, Steve Race, and the program was produced for the BBC by Tony Schreier.